Blog Talk Radio.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for staying in tune. If you listen to the 11 o'clock show with Diane Ravitch about the death and life of the great American school system. But right now we're going to be talking about Boom Boom cards. I know you're wondering. Some people on my fan page are like, you've got me really interested about what these Boom Boom cards are and the Boom Boom Revolution. Well, let me just ask you, when was the last time you bought somebody a cup of coffee? When was the last time you held the door open for someone? Did you ever think about buying somebody's parking, like you paid for your parking and then paid for the guy behind you? When was the last time you left maybe a 20% tip instead of a 15% or 10% tip? This is what Boom Boom cards are about, and I think we have one of the founders on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning. You've got both of us here, actually.
Oh, great. Mary Beth, I want to tell them about you a little bit. Mary Beth Campbell is the co-founder and CEO, and Helene Scott is the co-founder and creative director of the Boom Boom Revolution. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on the show. I just love your little videos. They have tons of videos. You can look them up on YouTube doing boom boom things. I say it like that to, you know, a little intrigue there. But why don't you tell the audience, I don't know who wants to start, Mary Beth, about why you started this Boom Boom Revolution and what is the Boom Boom Revolution?
Well, the Boom Boom Revolution is, we're calling it the uprising of guerrilla goodness. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to take the notion of words like revolution and uprising and kind of repurpose them and make them have a more positive connotation. You know, when you hear the word uprising, people think, uprising of violence, uprising of this. And we thought, why can't we have an uprising of good things, an uprising of kindness? And really, that's what the Boom Boom Revolution about is about. It's about creating that, that notion that if we put the best out we have in the world, that we will all get the best back.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. So tell me about the cards. You have some cards for adults and some for teens. Well, Helene, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, about a year and a half ago now, officially, they went live, and we had the original, which is kind of based for mainly adults. Some older teens might also do them, and then the teen cards, which are about 13 to about 17 range, and each, with acts of kindness. For the teens, it's kind of it incorporates home and school life as well as friends, whereas the original is more everyday, your everyday work as well as just being out in the world. And with the adult, there might be some times in which you would have some money that you like. For example, if you bought someone, a stranger, a cup of coffee, that's in the original, whereas within the teen deck, we tried to not have anything to do with having to spend money, but more acts of like helping your neighbor or doing kind things like that. And then we also have two new decks actually just about to come out. We have a family deck, which is probably going to be the age range of about 5 up to about the 12, 13 mark, or even older perhaps, where families are doing this together, and a green deck where it's intentional acts of greenness, kindness to Mother Earth.
So now let me ask you, why should I do this? Look, money is tight. I don't have time. I don't know that person. I mean, who are they to me? Why should I be involved in something like this?
That is an awesome question. The first thing we always say when people ask that is you don't. You really don't. If you don't want to, it's not your gig, that's fine. You don't have to do it. The further extension of that is a lot of times I think people think they do these things and they go, I do this already. And what we hear a lot is when people actually get the card and they have it in their hand or they decide that they're going to do a card that day, they realize that actually they don't do it as often as they thought. And then the other thing is it makes them more conscious. It's like, today I'm going to hold doors open for people. Okay, And then if you just kind of have that thought out in the world and you go and you do it and you know, maybe you think about it, but if you have this physical representation of a card, it really makes it more of a conscious effort on your part, and it promotes people actually doing things on a conscious level versus kind of unconsciously going through life and, you know, not really connecting with others.
I think that's an important key right there. You just said not connecting with others. I think we're isolated. We have our headphones on. We're looking at our phones. People are texting and driving. I mean, so they're not even looking at the road, let alone look at another person that's next to them. But one of the things I found in doing, if you want to say it, altruism, acts of altruism,
mm-hmm.
I've mentored children, I've worked in shelters, worked with people out of prison, is the joy that you bring to them, it somehow rubs off on you, and then you're happier. So no matter what's going on in your life, I mean, you could be
yep.
having a miserable day, but
yep.
if you reach out to someone else and help them, the joy, the light that you see from them, it actually envelops you, and then you know what? You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not, and they've actually done studies. I mean, there are studies that actually prove that if you do things for other people, the not only just the emotional and the mental benefits, there are actual physical benefits to it. You release a set of endorphins that make you healthier. You actually get sick less. I mean, there is a whole series of studies that talk about being altruistic in the world is actually a health benefit to the person that is, the giving, kind person.
And so what's the, go ahead.
One thing that I think is really fascinating is has been that to see the teens have that self-discovery on their posts.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just really, really wonderful. And, I guess that's all. I just want to add that it's been a wonderful thing to see that discovery. So with our cards, we're not saying, you do this and this is how you're going to feel. We're giving them the opportunity. And then in their posts where they're talking about what they did, so many of them at the end it with, and how it made them feel and how kind of surprising and wonderful that was and how they want to continue that act. And that's just been so
yeah.
rewarding.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Well, I think that's important. I'm a parent, and we did a show about education, and one of your cards original card number 4, write a letter to that teacher or mentor who inspired, motivated, or transformed you. Thank them for their influence on your life. And I think that is so wonderful. I actually went to a retirement party of a teacher I had in 8th grade. I am now 40 years old. Did you hear that? Years old.
Yeah, I did too.
And,
that's really weird because I'm 40 something too.
And she was so happy to see me, and she started crying. I started crying when I saw her. She started, and I was like, "You don't know how much you affected my life." I mean, I still remember her. And she really gave me a great work ethic. She really believed in me, which is so important. A lot of kids don't have anybody to believe in them.
Yeah.
So if you are older, something years old, or 50-something
yeah.
old, then, whatever age, please write to your teacher. They need all the support they can get because all the things that are going on in education right now, unfortunately, are not supportive of teachers. They may be fired. They may be asked to resign earlier. And it may give them a little motivation to continue on in their path career as educators. What's some of the wildest things that you've encountered, in your video? I haven't watched all of them. What were some of the wildest reactions you got, Mary Beth, from when you were doing the videos?
Let's see. Well, some of the – it's actually interesting to – some of the cards are really funny because, like, the smile and say hi to strangers, depending on where you are when you do that, people look at you like you might be a little crazy. And, we were out by the beach, and we did it one day out going down by the beach, and everyone by the beach is in a super happy place, and you smile and hi, and they're like, hey, hi, and they smile right back at you. But then you move to a different location, and all of a sudden they, start looking down at their feet. They're like, well, who's the crazy person? And it just really depends on where you are, where the people are at in their lives. And I also think that's it's a somewhat of a sad commentary that, you can smile and say hi to people and people are immediately suspicious. And I think that's another reason why we thought about these cards in the first place was to kind of open up the notion that, it's okay in our world of, like you were saying earlier, of technology and being so isolated and, just so inundated with, iPhones and this and that and the other thing. It's okay to actually reach out and connect with a real life person. And that was really our hope behind the cards, was to create that online portion where you can go on and, talk about it and do what people are very comfortable with right now, which is being, in your room on the computer. But then also to push people and to make that real life connection and to really have that notion that, hey, it's not that scary to reach out to somebody and smile and say hi or open a door. And what we get from people when they write on the site is how disturbed they are by the surprise that people have when somebody says, let me pay for your parking. People are like, why? What do you want from me?
Who are you? Where are you? Are you from the IRS?
Yes, exactly. What's your deal? Why are you doing this? So I say that was kind of both on the website and in real life when we've done the cards and we did the videos. That was one of the really kind of interesting and somewhat disturbing discoveries, was that people are really suspicious of kindness. And, you know, we wanted to turn that around and make it so that it's not such a rare thing to have somebody be kind and reach out to you in real life.
Now, Helene, why the name Boom Boom?
Well,
where'd that come from? Because, you know, I got a lot of, what? Now, Joy, you don't really talk about that type of thing, but I'll tune in if you're going to give us some hints and tips. But, no, seriously, go ahead.
The short story of it is that the notion of you get back what you give. So what you're putting out in the world comes back. And the notion of a boomerang kind of came into our vision, basically. And then Boom Boom was kind of the immediate it was the eventual term that came from that. There is a longer story, and perhaps I'll let Mary Beth tell that one, but it is the notion that, you know, you're putting out, you're getting back, and so we loved having kind of our battle cry of celebration and of giving and of receiving, and so for us in our office, you know, we use it as a greeting, as a celebratory thing,
Hello, goodbye. Yeah, when we walk in the office in the morning, you don't say good morning, you say boom boom, and everyone says boom boom. And when we toast or we say cheers, we say boom boom. And so, and the other part of it is, so boom boom does boom. The term boom comes from, you know, the shortened boomerang and the notion of you get back what you give, and what goes around comes around. And Boom Boom Revolution comes from the notion that, you know, it's got two words or two meanings. Earlier I was saying revolution as in, you know, an uprising and, you know, can we create an uprising of guerrilla goodness? That's the one meaning that revolution has. Revolution also has the meaning of making a full rotation. And that whole notion of if we put it out there, we will all get it back. So it's really kind of a play on words.
Well, I think that brings me to one of your cards about picking up litter. This is original card number 7. Next time you see litter on the ground, pick it up and throw it away no matter where you are. And let me tell you, that is one of my pet peeves in the world. People are drinking some juice. They go down the street and they just drop it down the street. The other day I was in my car. I was waiting for my mom, my daughter to come back. This guy was drinking, and he looked very clean, you know, orderly or whatever. And he puts his empty plastic cup in somebody's lawn. Now,
that's amazing. The corner,
there's a trash can. Why couldn't you wait till you got to the corner to put your cup in the trash can?
Right.
Can you explain that to me? And seriously, that's one of my pet peeves is litter, and that we're littering our world. And if we want to get into, what do you guys think about the BP oil spill?
Oh, man. Talk about picking up trash wherever
you... That's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
Who can help pump it? I'm not really in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, I can't get over there, but I do plan to do maybe a show about it. But in terms of the litter in our world, and you mentioned the green cards, are they going to come out? When are they coming out, the green cards?
Both the green and the family deck are going to come out mid-July. And, the notion of it, I totally understand and hear what you're saying, because the notion of it is that, you know, so the guy throws a cup on the lawn, and, you know, my immediate reaction is to walk over there and go, like you said, what? Can you tell me why are you doing that? But the cards open up the sense of responsibility we all have for each other. And so that guy throws a cup on the lawn. Fine. You know what? I'm going to take in this, or you're going to take the responsibility to pick it up.
Right.
And it creates that you know, the notion that we are connected. And that cup on the lawn may have been thrown by that guy, but I can be the one that picks it up, and, you know, make the person who owns the house happy that they don't have a cup, you know, plastic cup on their lawn. You know, we're all responsible for everything that happens, and for each other ultimately. And, you know, if you have these cards, it might give you that sense of connection, like, yeah, I can make a difference.
Well, I think that's important, is that we're all connected, and that things that happen in one area are affecting another area. But I want to go back to children, because children are very important to me. And I think this is a wonderful way of teaching kids responsibility, teaching kids about the interconnectedness of each other, the issue of cause and effect. So if you're a parent and you're listening to the show, or even if you just know some kids, or you want to donate to a school, maybe donate a whole bunch of Boom Boom cards to a classroom. so that the teachers will have more resources to teach the kids about responsibility. They're going to come out with a green card soon that will teach about environmental issues. But also just please and thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like really easy and basic, but let me tell you, when I go to certain places, sometimes McDonald's, sometimes Burger King, and this is no offense against those institutions, but certain places I go, there is no customer service.
Right.
There is no please and thank you. It's like, what? And they're young kids, and they're under probably, 25. Where do you learn this? Well, you know what? Here's an opportunity. If you don't know how to teach certain manners, you can use some boom boom cards with your kids. I mean, seriously, because I don't know why they can't do that. Please and thank you.
Yeah, it is, and it's so we've gotten some criticism for people saying to us, well, these are basic things. Everybody should know them.
They don't know them. Seriously, I'm telling you,
right.
They don't.
And it's even if you do know them, it's not even about being, like instructive or admonishing. You should say please and thank you. It's more about, like I said earlier, just being conscious. Like, let me think about the number of times I say please and thank you in the day. Let me think is it as many as I think it is.
Well, it's not. I'm going to tell you, my daughter told me, she actually caught me on that, and this is before I even knew about boom boom cards. And now, she's going through the teenage angst, and, I'm an adult, but I'm not an adult, so on and so forth. But one of the things she said to me, sometimes you just don't say thank you, or you don't say please, like, please, can you say please, And I'm like, look, I'm your parent, whatever I say goes, it's my way or the highway.
Right.
But she actually, fortunately, I did take a step back, and some parents may not believe in this model, but I did. I was like, what do you mean I don't say please? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I kind of got angry. And then, maybe a week later or so, I was really thinking about it. And I tried to be more conscious, like you said, of what I was doing. And I realized I actually wasn't. I would just tell her, take the trash out.
Right, right.
Do the dishes. Sweep the floor. I wasn't saying, please do that.
Right.
Now, what
she did,
what she did
was she held a mirror up to you, right? And was like, hey mom, here's what I'm seeing, here's the reflection I'm getting from this mirror. And I think that's what the cards do. They are a reflection of really who we are. And if you look at the card and you go, oh, okay, let me I'm gonna do this card that I do every day all the time, and then you realize I don't do it every day all the time because it feels funny to do it that often, that card is just reflected like, oh, wow. It just kind of told you. It's a little bit like your daughter saying, hey, you actually don't do this that much.
Exactly. So where do you guys see this going? I mean, you got cards. What are the things you think you might develop this altruism model, this revolution?
First of all, we really see this particular – so the company Boom Boom Revolution is – not just about Boom Boom cards. We have several other products that we're in process of developing that we're going to put out over the next couple years. Every single product will have the same mission. It will create a structure and a meaning and a fun and a joy around doing something that hopefully will connect people and make our planet and our world, happier and healthier. And so that's the first thing. The cards have gotten a lot of really good press and are really resonating with people, which we're really happy about. And where we see the cards going is we really see them being global. Italian Glamour just did a 4-page spread on us. We just did an interview with the BBC Mundo, the Spanish-speaking station in Britain. And so we're actually talking to people in Sweden right now about selling them in Sweden. So they're really getting global, and that's where we really see it going, is that, you can be in Italy and you hear someone say, boom, boom.
Instead of ciao.
And everybody knows what it means, right? And
everybody
knows what it means. We're big dreamers over here. We're big thinkers. We really do think we can create a uprising of kindness. The problem is that kindness is not cool anymore. It's kind of got that schmaltzy, Hallmarky kind of. It's not sexy, and we're really out to rebrand kindness and make it hip and cool, and get it, to be the notion that it's not an option. It's just the thing you do because it's cool to be kind.
Right. Now, one of your cards talks about putting change in the meter, Helene. Now, I didn't know that was illegal. Well, that's crazy. Why is that illegal? I mean,
that's a very good question. I'm not sure why it's illegal, and maybe in different states it's not. I'm not sure, but in California it is indeed illegal to put change in a meter. And one thing that's interesting, actually, about that card is some people have, and in the cards in general, is that we were just talking about you know, someone saying that they've done this card, that they do this card. And one thing that's been great is that people are kind of taking the card, and if it's something they do or they don't have that means to do it that way, they're taking their own spin on it, and which has been another great thing on the site. So someone who isn't in a place with parking meters, like the other day they put some tokens in a, I think it was like a station, a bus station or something like that, or being able to pass out, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people are also looking at the cards, and what she was saying is like by having the card, you're more conscious of being kind. So on that day that you choose to do it, you're more conscious of that. But it also opens up other areas in which you realize, oh, hey, here's an opportunity that I can do that, which we do have a wild card, which is great, where people can kind of choose their own act of kindness. And recently we've added something on the website called Everyday Boom Boom, which is a digital component of being able to post either kind actions that you've done, that you've witnessed. Do you see someone else doing something amazing? You can go on site and actually post about that as well, or perhaps something was done to you that was, you know, fabulous and you wanted to kind of share it with the community. Where the cards, we feel like the cards are just the starting point. We know that there's so much good stuff and there's so many great things that you can do out there in the world, and so we're trying to provide also a platform of, you know, how to talk about it and how to share it and have everyone kind of rally around it.
Well, one of the things, let me mention your website, boomboomcards.com. Very easy to remember, boomboomcards.com. Check them out. You can log on. If you got a card, you can talk about that. If you gave a card, you can talk about that. And there's lots of wonderful postings. What do you think in terms of business? I mean, this altruism sounds kind of left-wing. I mean, you know, maybe the right-wing, Republican. How can I make money out of this? What's it going to do for my business? What can you say to the business person out there? How do you think that Boom Boom Cards could help businesses?
You know, it's funny. We thought, well, you mentioned schools, and I just wanted to throw that out there, is that we actually do have a lot of teachers that get the cards and use them in their classroom exactly the way that you talked about. And I think that's a natural extension of them. And I really, we've been approached by several businesses who say they would like to incorporate the cards into their offices and into their, you know, use them as promotional pieces to try to get the name out there, you know, and align themselves with the thought that, you know, it's cool to be kind and it's good to do good things for other people. So I think for businesses that, you know, that want to promote changing the world and making the world a better place, we're a perfect connection for that.
Well, that's wonderful. One of the teen cards, let me read this. This is teen card number 14. For one day when your cell phone rings or vibrates in the middle of a conversation, ignore it. That's lame. What? John, my boyfriend, finish the conversation first. I have to tell you, I don't know, I haven't gone through all the teen cards, but if you have one about texting.
Yeah. We don't yet.
Don't text while you're sitting next to your friend at their house that you came to visit.
Exactly. We should have put texting on there. I know we should have.
No.
Yeah, I know. That card in particular, for both, because there's a similar one in the original deck, that card in particular gets a lot of plays on the website, and people really talk about it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they reflect on, as Len was talking about the self-reflection earlier, they reflect on the fact that they didn't think they used their phone as much as they did, or that they didn't think they interrupted conversations to answer their phone or to look at their phone or check their phone as much as they did. And there's a lot of really great great things that have come from that, including one post I remember in particular. The end, she says, you know, I ignored 3 calls in between a conversation I was having with my mom, and I didn't anticipate this, but it made my mom feel like she was the most important person in the world to me at that moment.
Wow.
And I know, and I thought that was such a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
that she found, she realized the power to help somebody else feel important, and it was as simple as not answering your phone.
Yeah, definitely got to do one about the text, because my daughter had some company, and I was, you know, I was being the kind of faraway mom, you know, not hovering or whatever, because that's just so not cool. But
yeah.
The girl that came to visit, she was on the sofa and they were watching TV, and the girl was just like constantly texting, and I was like, I said, you know, why don't you talk a little bit, you know, why don't you communicate? You know, but we end up having to get unlimited text because my daughter doesn't use the minutes. I use the minutes, but she uses the text, so we have unlimited text.
Right.
But kids these days, they don't talk, which actually is scary to me. And I think that, again, this goes back why your cards are so important, is the social aspect of human beings. It has to be reinforced, but the respectful social interaction, you know, because you can be disrespectful any day of the week. But it takes a little awareness and introspective person to be kind, I think. And that's why your card's important.
Well, absolutely. And I think that we've kind of been slowly inundated with this technology, and we don't really have protocol around it. So, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, my phone rings, it's like, oh, hold on, let me get the phone. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, that's so weird how that's okay to do that. And it's not because I think people are rude. We just don't know yet. You know, we haven't really developed protocol. Right? It's kind of like texting and driving, right? We think that that's okay to do right now. And I really think years from now, we'll look back and go, wow, why did we think we could do that? It's like when we didn't have seatbelts in cars. That seems crazy. And so I think we're just slowly developing this. And I think the cards actually do help people become aware that, oh, I guess that is rude, when I never even really thought it was rude before. Because, you know, you just answer your phone.
That's just the thing to do, you know?
Yeah, it's just what you do, right.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much. We only have about 2 minutes left. I want to thank both of you. Please, everyone, check out boomboomcards.com. And please keep me informed of the next level of the Boom Boom Revolution.
We will.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, mid-July, look for an iPhone app. We got an iPhone app coming out, and the family deck, which is actually going to be a little bit more. There's going to be kind of an activity board that the kids can do with the parents that involves stickers and discussion cards. So it's going to be a little more fleshed out than just the original kit. And then the green deck, which is coming out also mid-July.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth,
thank
and Helene,
you.
For coming on.
Thank you.
Have a boom, boom day.
You too.
You too. Thank
Thanks
you.
For the All opportunity.
Right.
All right.
No
Bye-bye.
Problem. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening today to both the shows. If you stay tuned for the whole hour, the Education Show with Diane Ravitch, and also Boom Boom Cards, please pick up a pack. And also check the fan page. We're having a little contest going on. You can win a pack of Boom Boom Cards. And stay tuned next Saturday. You're going to be doing some wonderful shows, July 3rd. Author Sharon Flake at 11 a.m. and a live from Ethiopia show with Soul Rebels founder Bethlehem Alemu talking about her new company that was featured on African Voices CNN. So tune in next Saturday, July 3rd, for that wonderful show. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you have a boom boom day. That's what I hope. Boom boom for the rest of the week, okay? Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. Don't forget to follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. Again, become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Okay, have a boom boom day.